Blog Talk Radio.
Dirt from my life.
What's good, what's good? It's your boy Joe Dirt on Dirt E World.
Yeah. Okay, you back live.
What's good, what's good? It's your boy Joe Dirt on Dirty World, man. Tonight's topic, legalizing marijuana. How do you feel on that? Reason why that came up in the topic, man, a DJ, a friend of mine down in Amarillo, you know, he came up, well, you know, basically hit me up and was like, hey, man, you know, that's a problem. I see there's a problem that we don't have shops that we can go to. It's not illegal across the nation, but, well, in many states across the nation, but, you know, in Texas and places like Oklahoma and stuff where it's not legal yet, it seems like it's harder to find in sometimes and then it's easier to find in sometimes. I think if they just legalize it and just say, fuck it, I mean, it's really just gonna solve a lot of problems. I mean, but call in right now and basically just tell me how you feel about the situation. Tell me your insight on it. If you think federally it should be okay, or do you feel like the states should have the right to say yes or no? 319-527-6196. But basically, I also want to talk about how it became illegal, if anybody really knows the whole story behind why marijuana and drugs itself are illegal. If anybody really knows the story, like in 1932, it's all, to be honest with you, it's all racism. Because back in 1932, this, I believe it was an author, publishes something like that. He didn't want blacks to advance. And of course, back in those days, you know, of course, African Americans were still scrutinized in certain ways and, you know, tested, ran tests on. A lot of people didn't even know cocaine was given to a lot of the shipmates that worked out in ships back in the early days. But, you know, basically, they had Reefer Madness and other programs and things like that to where basically it was a demonstration on showing how bad marijuana is and how it can actually make white women, it trips me out. They say it can make white women irresistible to black men. So basically, it was like saying, hey, keep your daughters away from weed or she's going to go over and sleep with this dude. It's really stupid to me right now. I mean, I don't understand why people would even want to think that. Like, yeah, I'm gonna just puff on this, and it's going to make me want to do something I ain't never wanted to do, but probably eat like 50,000 bags of chips and go take a nap somewhere. But that just don't make no sense to want to even tell people that. You know, like, oh, no, I mean, I don't know. Right there is just, it's just mind blowing.
But all callers, please hold.
Hey, callers. Hold on, callers. 1 second. Over here, I'm over here lost myself, man. I ain't gonna lie, I've laid like two before the whole show trying to get everything prepared, and I feel pretty darn good. I ate two of them. Y'all need to go try them naked chicken chalupas. Them things are actually slamming. I had two of them, and they was great. Got any callers?
Yes. 252-236 July. Go ahead. Caller. 252-236.
My bad. My phone was on fucking mute, dude. My bad. How y'all guys doing tonight?
All right. How about yourself? What's your name, caller?
Man, go by YOK, fucking Thomas Wilson. Just calling in, checking in, seeing how y'all boys doing, enjoying the show so far. You talking about weed? That's my favorite thing.
ain't it everybody's favorite thing?
Hell yeah, it's supposed to be at least.
Hey, smoke weed every day. Actually, matter of fact,
exactly.
I'm about to go look. Right, go ahead.
So enough.
Go ahead with your question.
I was just saying, shit, everybody should smoke weed. That's no doubt about that. Fucking just calling in, promoting a couple of tracks of mine that I got out. One of them was called It's a Movie. Then I have my boy Kunky. He's got a track called North Carolina State of Mind that's out. And then also my R&B singer on my on the label that I run called LFE. It's Lyrical Flowzition. You can find us on Facebook and also on SoundCloud. I do a bunch of work with local artists here where I'm at in a little town called Red Oak. Just trying to get the name up and get the name out of there and just fucking hopefully have people love the fucking music. So far, it's been a pretty good deal going for that. Well, if I was going to talk, I'm high as hell right now. So if I fuck up, I fuck up. It's whatever.
So y'all doing a lot of shows now?
Currently, we're doing a lot of footwork, passing out this. We got the CDs that we're passing out with all the teams work on it thus far. I actually have an upcoming project called B99 for myself. I go by the artist name YWK. You can find me on SoundCloud as at YWK, and then in parentheses you'll see YWK. Doing pretty good as far as followers. I got like maybe 420 something followers, which is kind of cool because like 420 fucking blaze it.
Already. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about your followers? Do you know all of them are natural? Have y'all used people to help you get your followers?
A lot of my fucking followers came from me just doing a lot of goddamn self-promotion on Facebook. I know there's a few followers that I have out in Texas, a little town called Nokona, Texas. I call her Mama Let because I'm actually a juggalo and she's a juggalette from back in the day. She's one of the old heads, and she absolutely fell in love with my music when she first heard it. So her and I have actually been close friends now. When she became a friend, and she's like a mother to me. I also have this other guy, Michael Myers, who was based out of Indiana for a while, but recently moved to Florida. He's a big fan of mine, so I actually try my best to get to know my fans on a personal level. But as far as paying for followers or viewers or shares or likes, no, I'm not for that bullshit. I would much rather fucking just pound the streets all goddamn day, fucking passing out free CDs like I've been doing now.
Thanks. Hello? Caller.
I'll say.
You don't mind interacting with your fans, do you?
Oh no, I love interacting with fans, man. That's what it's all about. You got to interact with your fans. Without your fans, you are nothing. You are shit without your fans.
Yeah.
So you definitely always have to show your fans love, no matter what, man.
Hey, bro, I'm on the radio out right now. Call into the station. Say again.
I was just saying, when it comes down to the fans, man, you got to always show respect to your fans and at least show a little bit of interaction with them. Like, even if it's just a, hey, thank you for, you know, listening to my music, or, you know, just talk to them at least a little bit of shit. At least acknowledge the fact that they took the time out of their day to hit you up, even though, you know, I mean, because at the end of the day, we're all human.
Oh, yeah, man, the fans is what's important, man. If you ain't got no fans, then why are you doing it, really? But
exactly.
Do you make music for the fans, or do you make it of how you feel and what's of yourself? How does your music, creative process of music go? My bad.
More or less, when it comes to me being a creative process and the music, I get high, I find a vibe in that moment. If I happen to be sad, I'm gonna make a fucking sad ass track. If I'm happy, I'm gonna make a happy ass track. If I'm pissed off, I'm going at somebody's neck and just killing anything.
Already. I don't mean to cut the time short, G, but we got other callers coming in, bro. I appreciate you calling in the Dirty World, man. Keep us safe.
Not a problem, brother. Like I said, look out for us. We're LFE. Check us out. We'll be calling in more often, brother.
For sure, for sure. Appreciate that, G.
Not a problem. Take it easy, bro. All
right, you too, G. All
right, bye.
Next caller, next caller. We got another call on the line? Oh, well, I guess there's no more callers for the time being.
615-755, you're live.
Caller. 615, yeah.
You live.
Hey, what's going on tonight? How are you?
I'm all right, I'm all right. How about yourself? Go ahead, give us your name.
Good. My name is Cintel. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
What's good, what's good? How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. I just called in just to support your show and just listening. And also, if possible, to tell everyone a little bit about myself in a brief way, not all taking up the whole hour.
No, you good. Go right ahead. Share us a little bit of your information.
Well, like I said, I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I'm a singer, songwriter. Also, I'm a dancer as well. My single is out right now. It's called Straight Copin'. It's on YouTube. It's right now available for download on iTunes, and it's also on Spotify, where everyone can stream it. And my EP is almost done. It should be done probably sometime this month. And I'm about this close to getting this show booked in New York. I'm still waiting back for details. So if anybody listening is from Brooklyn or any part of New York, June 23rd, I'll be out there if all goes well with this booking. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I got going.
Oh, well, definitely. You're going to be in New York. I got some people up in New York. You should check my Facebook out. I'll link y'all up. Definitely, of course. And you say your name was again? I'm sorry, I missed it in the beginning.
My name is Cintel. It's spelled Cintell. Also, you can check me out on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook, and I'll do the same. And also, I'm on Instagram too.
Okay, call us hold. Call us hold. Right, I appreciate you, Ben Zell. I just didn't want to get it wrong. I'm sorry about that. But I appreciate you calling in and supporting Dirty World. You know, we're definitely going to keep in tune, keep in touch. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. I'll be tuned in. Thank you so much.
All right. Next caller.
414-488-DELOG.
Hi, I'm Kim Carroll from Milwaukee. And I'm a promoter.
How's it going?
It's going all right. How's it going with you?
Oh, man, living and loving it. So what you got going this evening?
Well, I just help trying to promote and trying to stop the crime in the city by trying to get people music put out there. That's it. I'm just a promoter with my bro fam, Eddie.
Already. Well, it's always great to stop crime. So what track is that you got right now that you're pushing that's stopping the crime?
Oh, I'm pushing everybody's track. I'm not the rapper or the singer. I'm just the one that's helping getting stuff out there. That's it.
Okay, is there a website people can go to check it out?
Well, they can send me, you know, a message on carroll k95@gmail.com. They can get in touch with me that way. And I'll help them promote their music by sending them to y'all station.
Okay. Okay, well, I definitely appreciate you calling in. And, you know, like always, stop that violence. Put the guns down.
I know. Put the guns down because that do not give you a Grammy, honey.
If people pick up a gun, pick up a lot of guns.
That's right. That's the way I feel about it because there's too much crime out here today. Yep.
Already.
Y'all take it easy.
Calling.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Next caller.
All right.
All right, I got 718-415.
Hey, what's going on? Hello?
Okay, the host, the host, Elijah, are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, what's
okay,
up?
Here you go.
What's up? What's up, man?
What's good? What's good? Up? Call me. Give me your name.
What's up? This is Bad Habits. I'm from Jersey.
What's good, Bad Habits? Now, please tell me you got some bad habits like I do when you like smoking that ganja.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Tight pants and skinny jeans. These are feminine teens. They don't rap, they chant, and they mumble like fiends. I can't help but laugh at all these attitudes. And all the dudes act to throw back, your ass is whack too. I keep shit progressive, never regressive or redundant. We already got an abundance of generic MCs, whatever you want to call them. I make boss moves, I don't care about balling. Fuck little whoever want to sing on the hooks in the multi-syllable lyrical who ain't got no hooks. I don't work for free, but I'm keeping off the books. I don't want to make money for the corporate crooks. I'm as high as NASA, poetic as Kafka. Shit, mumble rappers get greeted to laughter. I'll embarrass you bad at the cannabis and disaster. Bag your sad bitch while sipping vodka and Shasta. Played out like mic drops. You hate it like white cops. I'm 80s created rock boss jeans and high tops. I'm the future like Cyclops. Right out of bike shops. I'll still be running
Damn.
With all your hype stock.
Caller. Hey, caller, you ready? Gotta slow that down, GG.
My bad. I'm sorry. I just wanted to sit a little.
I appreciate the phone. I appreciate you chiming in, G.
Alright, good looks, my man. Thank you so much. One love, peace, and one love to everybody.
No doubt, G. I appreciate you tuning in to Dirty World, bro.
All right, no doubt, my man, no doubt. If you want to check me out, jbaron.bandcamp.com. That's jbaron.bandcamp.com. And you know what, my dude? I actually got a song on college radio right now. It's number 17 on the top 40 charts. It's called Rain.
It's called
Okay, but it's called Rain Vibes. Like I'm on college radio, so you know I just want to let everybody know Rain Vibes. Everybody request that Bad Habits, two B's with Habits, Rain Vibes. You have a good night, my man.
You too, brother. Appreciate you calling in.
Alright, man. Peace.
Next caller.
615-755,
you lost. 615, talk to me. Caller.
6405-400,
you lost. Don't put this
shit out there before, and we should investigate this.
OTC. Go ahead, talk to me,
caller. Yeah, 500, you lost. Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Give us your name.
Hey, what's up? Is this Joe Dirt?
Yes, sir. What's good with you?
Hey, Joe, man, this is George, man. You know me, nigga, from OKC. You know what it is, man.
What's good? What's good with you, bro? What's going down, man?
Man, you already know what time. it is, bro. It's always about that time to blaze up, bro. Shit.
Oh, man, already. Man, tell these people how you feel about the legalization of marijuana, how they just be fucking around and fucking with people. You know, nowadays, I think they just dislike it, but go ahead and give us your word on it, man.
Man, you know, I mean, I'm a pothead activist, man. That's how I look at it, man. And I got to smoke me a blunt of some kill every day, bro, just to stimulate the senses all the way through, bro. But, man, fucking just trust me on this one when I say motherfuckers out here, these feds and shit, these new entire laws they trying to put around the whole marijuana processing, I ain't digging that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I ain't either. I think they should just go ahead and just make everybody get a tattoo on it. If you want it,
man.
You want to keep it around and give them a number.
Man. Yeah, man, shit. I already feel you on that, man. I went to Colorado this past year, man, and trust me. Shit.
Colorado.
Real out here, man.
Here. I ain't been there yet, but I'm going this year on tour, man.
Hey, man, you better go out there, get you some of that caviar, bro. Get you some of that fucking caviar, bro.
Definitely.
Man, that shit. Get you some Northern Lights.
Some more callers in here, brother.
Shit, go ahead, bro. It's good to hear from you, my nigga. You keep doing this, man. You know the 405 support your ass, bro.
Already, bro. I appreciate that. Old city to your city, bro. Get at me.
Shit,
appreciate you.
I'm ready.
All right, one. Next caller.
757-236. Hello.
What's good with it, caller? Give us your name.
Mr. Run Todd, I'm one half of World Crush Radio Show. We are on Thursday from 6 to 8 o'clock on the same broadcast. We'd like to welcome your boy to the family. Run Todd.
Well, I appreciate the invite, Mr. Run, tell that. Now go ahead and tell the world how you feel about how marijuana should just go ahead and be legal. Do you think it should or it shouldn't? Go ahead and give us your opinion, bro.
I mean, I don't smoke, so I don't really solid opinion, but I mean, from far as I know from the Surgeon General, I haven't had no effects on nobody, killing nobody, hurting nobody, so I guess it should be good. It don't affect me.
Right. So you don't fuck with it at all. You just smell it.
Hey, they don't bother me. They don't go killing nobody. I mean, alcohol is the worst crime in general anyway. So
I drink, but
everybody killing each other because they're drinking and all that stuff.
Exactly. I honestly think marijuana poses a crime rate. I think the crime rate goes completely down if they legalize. That's what I think.
I mean, it's already in California and Cleveland. I mean, not say Cleveland, I'm sorry. California and Denver. So, I mean, they ain't in the top 10. So, everybody else in the top 10, they don't have it legalized. So, it might be a problem there.
I mean, hey, it's. I mean, some would say it's a give and take because they think, you know, if Texas legalizes it, it'll slow the cartel down right there. And then you got some that say, oh, no, it'll make it worse and all this other stuff. But, you know, you really don't know until you actually do. But in states like those, huh?
I mean, it's the government wants extra money. So if they got to legalize it, then it might take out the money they got to get underneath the table. So. The government got to get a piece of something.
Basically, government is losing money by not legalizing it. That's basically what it is, bro. Well, go ahead, share with us, bro, what you got going right now, a little bit of movement before I go ahead and get to the next caller, bro. Tell people where they can reach you at.
They can reach me on Instagram, Mr. Run Tell That. They can reach me on Facebook, which is LeVar Hayes, is my government name. Or you can reach me at 757-236-1346. Or they can reach me on the same broadcast that you have between 6 and 8 o'clock every Tuesday. Every Thursday, I'm sorry. Me and Royal Crush Keisha take over radio show. Royal Crush take over radio show. I got a showcase tomorrow at 1728 North Charles Street in Baltimore, Maryland, Club Depot. Then I come out to Detroit on March 18th at Club Bullfrog. Shout out to everybody that's going to come out and attend it. Shout out Mr. 801, 840. Who else I got? I got Dragon on April the 22nd. He's going to be in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and then I'll be doing a tour. It's kicking off in Baltimore from May 4th all the way up to October the 31st. Anybody interested in doing that, give me a call at 757-236-1346 or 443-527-0017.
Already. I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate you tuning in to Dirty World, bro. You take care, bro.
No problem. Keep on going and doing what you're doing, man.
Already, G. Next caller.
626-215, you're live.
Going to California, man. I'm just about networking, brother. I'm trying to I'm gonna bring artists from California to your station, man. And try to get California in Detroit and get Detroit in California, man. That's all I just wanna put through for today, man. I don't have much promo to go on right now with my people that's artists or that's in any type of field right now, but I will be getting in touch with you guys and keeping you guys updated on what's going on in Cali and bringing Detroit to Cali and Cali to Detroit. I'm from Pomona, California, though, for y'all who don't know. They call me Jay, also known as SB. All right now, brother. That's all I got to say for today. But I will have artists calling in from time to time, and they will represent Jay out of Pomona, California, for the state of California. All right?
Hey, Jay, man, I appreciate that all the way, 10,000, all the way, man. I really do appreciate that, man. Not many people actually, you know, have other artists or things like that, you know, call in from other places like that, bro. And I really appreciate that Cali Connect, bro. 10,000, all the way, Jay.
Yes, sir. It's all about networking, man. It's time for our people to network.
Yes, sir. Same artist looked me up on Facebook, Joe Dirt with an E.
Okay, got you. And I'm Jay Phillip.
All right, brother. I appreciate that.
All right, peace.
All right, peace. Next caller.
755, you're live.
What's good? It's your boy. What's good? It's your boy, Ran. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear. Talk to me.
Hey, that's what's up. My bad. My phone been fucking up, you know what I'm saying? But I'm good now. I go by Rams, you know what I'm saying? I'm out of Detroit, but I live in Tennessee right now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a Tennessee artist for the moment. I'm R&B. I'm signed with a label down here called Done It All Entertainment. I have my own producer, own DJ, all the whole nine yards, you know what I'm saying? I'm just up and coming right now, just doing, you know what I'm saying, all my little projects that I'm doing up right now. Like, matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, I've been rehearsing all day, you know what I'm saying, for my show coming up tomorrow night in Nashville, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be real epic, you know what I'm saying? And if you're in the Nashville, Tennessee area, come on out. Island Vibes nightclub, little new nightclub that they got, you know what I'm saying, in Nashville. It's gonna be real live out there tomorrow night.
Already, bro. We'll turn it up tomorrow night, man, out there in Nashville, Tennessee, man. Do your thing, man. I appreciate you calling.
Appreciate it. Also, hey, I'll be up in the...
Where they can find you at, man?
Huh?
I said let people know where they can find you at.
Oh, you can find me on www.reverbnation.com/mixcraft.com, or you can look up on YouTube. Rams Hits. All my music is on YouTube. Videos coming up soon. I got a lot of videos lined up for this summer. I wanted to wait for the summer because I got a lot of material for the summer vibe and everything. So, and plus I got a lot of other shows and a lot of other tours that I'm getting ready to do. Trust me, I'm a newcomer to this, you know what I'm saying? But My fan base is crazy. So get ready to see me soon. You know what I'm saying? Hear me on the radio soon. Right now, I'm lighting up down here. So I'm coming up there. I'll be up there on the 17th. So when I'm in the city, I still hit y'all up, let y'all know where I'm at in the city, you know what I'm saying, so y'all can come check me out.
All right, brother. I appreciate that. You call it in the dirty world, bro.
Appreciate it. No doubt. Love.
All right, brother. One love. Next caller. All right,
7-5-7-6-7-5, you lost.
Hey, hello there, Mr. Dirty. This is Quantrell Howard from QLN Entertainment out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm also the host of The Q, which airs every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're actually airing on the same night you are, so actually our show just finished up a few hours ago, so we just shouted you out before your show aired on, so definitely welcome to the team. Welcome to the Friday night lineup.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in, brother. Are you calling in to tune in, to chime in on the legalization of marijuana, or you promote something tonight?
I can do a little bit of both here. Just letting people know right quick for the show next week. Definitely going to be hopefully getting another guest up here. Probably one of our 8-bar challenge winners. We actually recently had an 8-bar challenge contest a week ago and a week before last, and we had two of our winners get their tracks played on the air tonight. So definitely shout out to Miss Gemini from Dayton, Ohio. She actually got her track here tonight. And B-Dubs, who's the host of our Monday show on the Blackout Radio Network, 802 Radio. His track got aired as well tonight. Shout out to those two. But if you guys want to check out the show, it's facebook.com/theq16. That's where you can pretty much find everything about the show out at facebook.com/theq16. And if anybody's looking to submit any music to the show, we play all sorts of independent music. We got artists submitting from London, South Africa, different places like that. You can email me directly at theclown@rockandmail.com. That's theqlown@rockandmail.com. Do appreciate everyone that's supporting the Blackout Radio Network. And obviously, definitely encourage everyone to support this show right here, Dirty World, with Mr. Joe Dirt, new to the network, Blackout Radio Network. So definitely shout out to you. Now, as far as the marijuana situation is concerned, I think it's kind of slowly becoming legalized. But also, you got to look at the companies, actually. There's a lot of corporations that are taking advantage of this, because you have to think about it like this. If they legalized it, like, years ago, like decades ago, when it was very illegal and stuff like that, there wouldn't be a whole lot of people locked up in jail. There wouldn't be a whole lot of drug dealers locked up in jail. There actually would be more business. There'd be an uprise in more businesses and more black businesses. But because it's illegal, the system takes it away. But now they're seeing that there's a profit in that. They start incorporating that, because recently, I think Marlboro cigarettes, they actually started having a weed. They actually now have weed cigarettes out in Colorado now. They have weed cigarettes. I'm not a smoker, but I do know about that. And they have weed cigarettes, so they're selling their brand of weed over there in Colorado. So because of that, there's a lot of influx of American companies actually taking advantage of this. Before and back then, there were a lot of other folks, you know, before that time, that were already making profit off this, that knew that it didn't have any problems with it. But because America desensitized it as something that's illegal and it's terrible for you, they put that influx that it's illegal, like it's just not for you. But then you see the benefits of it. Now people are catching on that it's not a bad thing, and now everybody's so open to it, and it's medical, that now you have industry taking over, and all the people that were making money off of it, that were doing it, that were selling it, you know, probably won't have a chance to do it, you know, because it's because the market will, because, you know, commercialization will take it over. So, I mean, that's my opinion on it. You know, I mean, I think that's what's happening when you legalize it. But imagine if they had legalized it before, if they knew about it before, how many people wouldn't have been going to jail? Because now drug charges are now not as bad as they were now, but back then, they were terrible, and
correct.
It's just over a gram, so you know.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's my opinion on it.
Well, brother, I really do appreciate you giving us your opinion, man, and I do appreciate you tuning in today, with and sharing with us, man, what you got going on, and of course, as always, please keep staying blessed, and appreciate you tuning in, and, you know, just share the word, brother.
Definitely. Appreciate you joining the network, man. We're both on the same night, so definitely shout out to you, all right?
All right, no doubt. Appreciate it. Next caller.
517,
talk to me.
Yeah, what up, though? This your boy Hog here, Gino, coming from Detroit, Michigan.
What's good with it, Hard Head?
Chiller, chiller like a villain.
So you tuning in about the legalization of marijuana you promoting tonight?
What's going on?
I said you tuning in to give a show your word on legalizing marijuana across the U.S. or you promoting tonight?
Hey, yeah, I call it. I think that marijuana should be legalized. I mean, hey, it's a natural herb from the ground. You feel me?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Just like any other fruit or plant.
Basically, I mean, considering that it's a flower, I mean, you would think people really wouldn't be tripping off of a flower.
Exactly. Especially that it haven't proved to cause any harm to anyone nowhere.
Right, right. And then, see, not only is it just a flower, you know, you can make stuff out of it, like, for one, the Constitution is written on hemp. Hemp is made out of marijuana. It's the cousin, you know. It's so many different things and stuff that can be used for it. It's limitless, man.
Exactly. The only thing I see is it hurting is the government with taxes. Other than that, I mean, I feel like it's fine to legalize it.
But see, that's the thing. You can tax it, but that's just like because they're trying to say with marijuana, part of the problem is you can't tax it because a lot of people can grow it. Well, that's just like liquor. I know a lot of people that brew it at their house, or a bunch of people in the country, like out here in Oklahoma City where I'm at, or Oklahoma State, just in general. There's a whole bunch of people who grow moonshine and all this other type of whiskeys and home brewery. This is a home brewery right around the corner from my house. And people die from drunk wrecks all day long, but yet I ain't heard nobody getting a crash over weed. So I think it should be out. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I think it should be all right, though. But I appreciate you calling in, brother. Go ahead and let people know that where they can reach you at.
Yep. You can follow me on Twitter at HogKidGino, Facebook, HogKidGino, HogKid Entertainment, SoundCloud at HogKidGino, Instagram at Gino, HogKidENC.
Already, brother, already. I appreciate you tuning in to Dirty World, G.
Yep, okay. And also Reverb Nation at Gino.
Oh, okay, definitely. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, yeah, bro, we good. And then say what up, though, to all my Oklahoma people in the Sooner State.
Alrighty. Sooner Boomers. Boomer Sooners.
Yes, indeed. Not... All right, nice talking with y'all.
Alrighty, G, I appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. All right, goodbye.
All right, well, next caller.
802-582. Hey, it's Brad calling out of Vermont. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself, buddy? Tuning in to give us a tune in on legalizing marijuana?
I was actually just tuning in to promote. I personally don't smoke, but I mean, I definitely think they should legalize it just because, you know, it does help a lot of people. You know, I mean, I can't speak on it, like, because I don't smoke it. But, you know, like, I've seen it help and do a lot more good than it has done any negative. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think that they should legalize it for, you know, for that reason and, as you know, alongside many other reasons, too. But if it's okay with you, I'd rather just promote because I don't want to talk about it that much because I don't personally smoke. So, I mean, my opinion wouldn't really matter as much as somebody who smokes. You know what I mean?
Hey, brother, it's all good, all good. Go ahead and tell us what you're promoting tonight.
All right, first of all, I just want to say welcome to the Blackout Radio family. My show actually is on this Monday, at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called 802 Radio. So for all the callers listening in, that's the same broadcast as this one, so the same call-in number, just on at a different time, but it's another platform where you artists and, you know, all the listeners can call in and promote and do their thing. It's definitely a blessing to be a part of it. Currently in the works right now. Today was just a blessing day because I woke up and I talked to one of my contacts. Currently in motion, I have a plan set in motion to actually get my own custom-made hoodie made. It's going to have one of the fan art pictures that one of my boys made for me. It's ill fan art. It's actually my Facebook profile picture. If you follow me on Facebook, Brad Bourne, you can see it. It has a big, huge freaking robot chasing me in the background. You can see like a New York City built in the back. It's pretty dope. And that's going to be on the front of the hoodie. It's going to have my name, B-Dubs, on the back. So once it's out, once I pay for it and get it made, I'll be uploading pictures. And anybody who fucks with me and my music, if you like it, you'll be able to purchase one too and show support. And I'm going to try to be brief because I know you got other callers. I also got word that my song Party Rock is going to be on a mixtape that is going to be released tomorrow, and that's going to be on DatPiff. It's going to be on Bandcamp and 24K mixtapes as well. It's one of my contacts on Facebook. He gets a whole bunch of artists together across the world, and he features them on one mixtape, so it's going to be neat to be have my song up there alongside everybody else's. And lastly, my radio show is hosting our first mixtape, The God Slayers Volume 1, and we have slots open for that. So, I mean, if anybody's interested, just hit me up on Facebook. We are going to charge just because the plan is we want to get it on DatPiff, we want to get it on Bandcamp and other sites that require, you know, money for you to get on it. So all the money that artists invest for slots on this mixtape, we're using that money strictly just for to get it on, you know, DatPiff and all that. So if anybody's interested, hit me up on Facebook, Brad Bourne, and we can definitely discuss it. And lastly, we also have a cypher beat that we're about to drop. It's called Nightmare, and it's an ill cypher. It's about 5.5 minutes long. I just reached out to a Carlito 810. He actually has agreed to get on it himself. He's a well-known name on the Blackout Radio broadcast and in Michigan. So definitely if you're interested, hit me up. But once again, I apologize. I took a lot of time, but I'm definitely a fan of the show. So keep doing your thing, big homie.
All righty, Jay. All righty. I appreciate you tuning in the Dirty World, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
All right, no doubt. Let's call him.
414-488.
Oh. Hello. Talk to me, caller.
This is Kim from Milwaukee again. I forgot to mention that our slogan is solving the solutions to try to stop the crime in all the cities by promoting their music on the air. And I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, I appreciate you coming back, making sure you at least care, you know, remember to come back. You know, most people, oh, I ain't worried about it. I ain't going to call back and do it next time.
I know. But I'm going to get some t-shirts made with some solutions, and you know you're going to have one, too. But I'm just looking, huh?
No, go ahead.
No, we just looking to help people out. Try to get them off the streets, you know, and doing the wrong thing and trying to get them to do the right thing. So solving solutions is y'all be watching out for it.
Okay, definitely. I appreciate you coming back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next call.
7-5-7-7-1-6.
Yo, what's going on, Joe Dirt? How's it going, man?
What's good? What's good?
Hey, this is French Fry Fred from Brooklyn, New York. Q told me to call in. Definitely give you all a shout out. He told me y'all the newest show on the network. Definitely welcome to the lineup. From what he said earlier, the Friday night lineup, because I know he's on earlier than y'all. I think his show starts at 6 o'clock, and yours Definitely shout out to both y'all doing your thing. Right quick, just want to promote right quick QLN Entertainment. That's the label that got me promoting a little thing for them called the Chrisanne Mix. It's going to be coming out tomorrow. It's a little anime mix. It's a mix that has anime, hip-hop in it. It's a really good mix. Got independent music in there. It's the best thing I ever heard. It's from DJ Killer Quasar. So I need y'all to check that out, facebook.com/QLNENT. Therefore, check out the label. Also, check out the Q, obviously, every Friday, 6 o'clock on that same line right there. They just aired a few hours earlier than y'all. So I definitely want to make sure you get the shout out. As far as marijuana goes, you know, I smoke it personally. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I can tell you right now, I don't need no motherfucker messing up with my high. So I need that shit to be legalized because I'm getting tired of that shit. Because honestly, if you get cops and stuff and call and stuff, they get a word for this one and I end up getting stopped and pulled over. And, you know, I'm just getting tired of that. So, you know, if they can definitely, you know, legalize that shit, I will be so fucking happy. You know, it will make me so happy because I'm in the tougher part of the district. So, you know, that, you know, it's Central Park.
Perfect.
You know, it's pretty tough over there.
Already. I appreciate you calling in, brother. I really do, man. And I'm just like you, mother. Better not kill my vibe. Because it's going to be kind of pushing me.
Yeah, you know it, man. You know it.
I already do. Let the people know where they can reach you at, man.
All right, man. So if you want to check me out, my name is Fred Garula on Facebook. So you type in Fred, last name Garula, spelled G-A with two R's, U-L-A. That's where you can check me out at, French Fry Fred. It's pretty much the easiest way to find it. That's my AKA name. I'm on a couple of tracks from QLN Entertainment. I do little features for them. I do hype-ups for them. So if you want to check them out, it's facebook.com/QLNENT. And then QLNENT.bandcamp.com. Just look up QLN Entertainment everywhere. You search them up, they come up. They part of the nicest out there. And they got this mix coming out tomorrow. DJ Killer Quasar, Chris Anime Mix. Late as hell, but they're gonna put it out for y'all. So I definitely want y'all to check that out. It's hip hop, anime, and y'all can get into that. All right.
Already, most definitely. I'm pretty sure the listeners out there gonna definitely be on there because I know I'm trying to get to that too, G. But appreciate you tuning in to Dirty World, bro.
All right, man. You shout out to you.
All right, shout out, bro. 100.
Yep.
Let's call her.
413-727.
413, talk to me. Caller, you there?
413-727.
Hey, you guys. Angela's in the house.
What's up, Angela? What you doing?
I'm good. My bad. I had you on mute. My bad. I'm outside.
Hey.
It's all good. Out here selling my merch and hustling, man. But yeah, I've been enjoying the show. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to Black Tear. And what is your name? My bad. Please forgive me. Who am I talking to right now? I know you're a new host, but congratulations.
Well, I do appreciate it. It's Joe Dirt with an E, not an I. J-O-E-D-E-R-T.
Very nice to meet you, brother. Very nice to meet you. Welcome to the family. I've been on Blackout Radio for a year and a half now, making shout-outs to everybody. I'm right here in the 413 right now. I'm in Westfield right now, Western Massachusetts. Wanting to give a shout-out to the Wu-Tang Clan, the DJ Flipside, to my family out there that's listening, all the callers out there. You can find me on Facebook under Ann Jewels, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z. I'm a model, I'm a singer, I'm an actress. Shout out to Jaya I Am Productions, Halloween in July. They got, I'm an actress in that production. Check out Untouchable Magazine, shout out to John Taylor. Artist, if you're listening, you want some exposure, hit up John Taylor, tell him Ann Jewels sent you. Untouchable Magazine is a really good vibe. We got a lot of people out there that are on there, including Black Tear. I'm happy to share the courts with him on that. Shout out to the Crip Hop Nation representing the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the the sick and the poor out there. Shout out to Leroy Moore, our founder, who started this movement and this organization for, we just dropped our 10th anniversary CD with Daryl McDaniels from Run DMC. He's got a track on there. And shout out to Wonder Mike for dropping his shine from Sugar Hill Gang. He's got a track on there too. I'm in two tracks on that mixtape, one with our founder and the other one with Binky Woy, called Sugar Free Queen, and the other one's Good News. So check that out, y'all. Thank you so much for your opportunity. I love y'all. Angels fan for you for life.
All right. I appreciate you tuning in the Dirty World, Miss Angela. And you have a wonderful Friday out there. I hope it ain't cold where you are, and I hope it ain't raining where you at.
Actually, it's pretty nice. I'm celebrating my 47th birthday on March 4th, which is just happening in a couple minutes. So I'm celebrating life right now. And so shout out to everybody. Thank you so much for all your love and support. Shout out to my fans and my friends out there. I love you all. It's a great birthday. It's a great night. Thank you so much, King.
Oh, well,
peace.
I appreciate
one love.
Peace. Happy birthday, Miss Angela.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Next caller.
Right. 313-346.
Yo, yo, what up, though?
What up, y'all? Talk to me, bro.
Yeah, you know, as soon as you hit, you got the dirty glove in the building, Detroit in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm Albert J., ASAP Entertainment. A step above Platinum Entertainment in the building. You know, I'm calling in. Yeah, hey, y'all show going wonderful, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm tuned in, chiming in, networking, politicking, as always. I love it. I love it. I love it. I hear area codes. I hear people representing every area code. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know what I'm saying? So y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Shout out to my man's Black Tear, everybody on the Blackout Network. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing, because I don't know if y'all know it, but it's some real big things on the floor. Real big things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm proud to say I'm a person that's in a position to say that I know some of those people that's paying attention to some of that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Every single body out there, keep doing what you're doing. Put your all into it. You'd be surprised at what can come out of it.
Hey, you got to put your heart into it and go through it, man, because if you don't, you won't.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All day. That's right.
No,
that's what y'all do, what y'all do. I'm always looking to network.
Reach you,
I'm always. Say that again.
I said, let the people know where they can reach you at.
One thing I try to always do is throw my number, my direct number out there. ASAP Entertainment, our business line is 248-886-6766. Someone answer that phone 24 hours a day. If they don't answer, then that's fucked up. Nah, I'm playing. But, call anytime. Call anytime. You know what I'm saying? We always networking. And we politicking, and we connect with the best. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, Albert Washington, J. That's Albert, like Fat Albert, Washington, capital of the state, J, J-A-Y. We got Ray Madison, Livewire, you know what I'm saying? Ray Madison, R-A-Y-M-A-D-I-S-O-N. Y'all go ahead and make sure so y'all check them out. We got a new artist. This is the first time I mentioned her name on the radio. Her name is Virgo Siren. Virgo, V-I-R-G-O, Siren, S-Y-R-E-N. Y'all go check her out on Facebook. This is the very first time I even mentioned her name to anybody. And if y'all, you know what I'm saying, tune in, y'all going to see a lot of promotions going on with her in the next few months with a lot of big people. I'm not even going to throw them names out there yet, but it's some big names that we got lined up for. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, make sure y'all check her out. Everything we're doing, y'all just, you know, like I always say, y'all, hey, keep doing what you do. No matter how down the shit may seem, if it's a down mode, figure out a way to get back up. Because if we don't get back up, then we flat on our ass, and if we flat on our ass, we all fucked. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't about how many times you fall down, but how many times you get up, bro. I appreciate you coming in dirty work.
Yeah, for sure. Keep doing what you're doing. Much love and respect, my peeps.
No doubt. No doubt. Salute.
Yep, yep. One.
Got time for one last caller.
937-733. Hey, what's good?
What's good? You sound like you chilling. What's happening?
Hey, I'm just on the highway.
Okay.
welcome to the family.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be in the family. No better feeling.
It's you. Me too. But let me introduce myself. My name is Amber, a.k.a. Gemini, from Ohio.
Well, how you doing, Gemini?
I'm good. Like, I'm just on the road handling some real business. I encourage everybody out there, look me up on Facebook. Like I said, my name is Amber, a.k.a. Gemini. Look me up on Facebook, Amber Downs, D-O-W-N-S. I'm a artist, a beat maker, producer, engineer. I'm doing all of that right now. But more so my focus is if anybody does look me up, check out my page because I want to take this platform right now to shout out to my little cousin. She's 15 and she is missing in Cleveland. So if anybody can check me out on my page, check her out. And you know, if you're in Ohio, Michigan, anything
What's
like that,
name?
Check
Go ahead
that out.
And spread the information. What's her name?
Her name is Jasmine Conaway. Like I said, you can find my page on Facebook, Amber Downs, D-O-W-N-S. Yeah, I got all the music and all the links on there, but you know, I'm focused on that right now. So all of her information, her pictures, news conferences, and everything are posted on my page right now. So everybody that's out there listening, I know it's somebody still left that, you know, might know me or heard me or anything like that or don't know me at all. Just everybody, just check that out. Forget the music for me right now and just check that out.
Well, if you could definitely do me a favor, and if you could go share that to my page, Joe Dirt with an E, it's J-O-E-D-E-R-T. There's people from Ohio up there that's on my page. So if you go ahead and share that right now, I'm pretty sure somebody will keep an eye out for you. And I really appreciate it, and I hope she's found really soon. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you know, we're going to do what we got to do. So, like I said, I'm Amber, a.k.a. Gemini, from Ohio. Find me on Facebook, Amber Down, D-O-W-N-S. My artist page is The Mind of Gemini. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at MFKN Gemini. That's motherfucking Gemini. I had a feature on this50.com for a new artist blog, and I just was blessed with winning the 8-bar challenge on the queue on Friday and also the first female winner, so that's what's up to, you know. And I make beats, hit me up, beatstars.com/Gemini the Queen. So look me up and y'all just hear that message and help me out.
All right. I appreciate that, Miss Gemini, and hope the news comes home soon.
For sure. I'll definitely be hitting you up every week. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's all the time we got today, folks, for Dirty World. Wish I had more. Didn't even get the chance to play the music. But don't worry, next Friday, same time, be back. This time, we get that music in. You go hear some tunes. That's on the world. That's on the Dirty World. I appreciate y'all for tuning in and calling, man. I appreciate everybody that called from Cali, Ohio, from New York. Down to OKC, man. Shout out to OKC. Shout out to everybody who called in. Shout out to Black Tier. Shout out to Blackout Radio, Soul Central Magazine, number one global magazine, man. Y'all get at me. Joe Dirt. One.